BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The American Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is due to begin talks shortly with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in the Russian city of Sochi. What the US describes as the escalating threat from Iran is expected to top the agenda. Mr. Pompeo is also expected to meet President Putin. Here's Sarah Rainsford in Moscow.
I think what he'll find in Moscow is what he already knows, which is that Russia has a very different take on the US position on Iran. Russia very much believes in keeping the 2015 nuclear pact in place there. I spoke to the president's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, earlier today, and I asked him what Russia thinks of the US policy of maximum pressure on Iran. And he said to me that President Putin has made it clear many times that this is not a successful solution. This is not a way to a solution, that backing countries into a corner does not make them more compliant.
Saudi Arabia says that there has been an attack on two oil pumping stations by drones loaded with explosives. Our Arab Affairs editor Sebastian Usher reports.
The Saudi authorities say that the pipeline that runs from the oil fields in the east to a port in the west was attacked. The energy ministry says that a fire broke out at a pumping station that was brought under control. Oil pumping along the pipeline has been halted while the damage is assessed. But the Saudis say that the attack, which it calls an act of terrorism, has not disrupted oil production nor the export of petroleum products. Earlier, Houthi rebels in Yemen claimed to have launched drone attacks on vital Saudi installations. The Houthis, who received backing from Iran, have repeatedly fired missiles into Saudi Arabia, which is leading the coalition against the Houthis in the Yemen war.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said her government will consider how to make the country carbon neutral by 2050 to combat climate change. Mrs. Merkel said a newly established climate cabinet was being set up. If it can come up with realistic proposals, she said Germany would join last week's initiative by 9 EU states to bind the bloc to that target. Palestinian musicians have held an event in Gaza in protest at the hosting of this year's Eurovision contest by Israel this coming Saturday. The musicians performed a number of Palestinian songs and music. Artists and cultural groups in Gaza have called for a boycott of the song contest, saying that it's being used by Israel to beautify its image abroad. Allies of the controversial Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte appear to be the main winners in elections for the Senate, which has until now kept a check on his presidential powers. Unofficial results suggest his supporters will gain a Senate majority. This clears the way for President Duterte to restore the death penalty and to lower the age of criminal liability to 12. BBC News.